This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. It was all about the debate in St. Louis, the town hall style debate. Who won? What were your impressions? And a wild, really, 3 days since those statements were released on the hot mic from what Donald Trump had of a conversation with Billy Bush in the 2005. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The buzz in the backyard absolutely is about Donald Trump, the comments, the reaction to it, the reaction to this second debate, and what so many are saying. It's interesting because it was supposed to be about people who were undecided, and did the undecideds change their mind? I watched a lot of I watched not just the polls, obviously, but I watched a lot of these focus groups to see what they had to say, and there were tons of them across America. It was interesting to see some of the viewer feedback. Plus, Hurricane Matthew, what happened? How many people were rescued? What kind of a scene was it throughout the entire weekend? We will certainly dive into that as well. Right at the top, I think we've got one of our pals from Talk Media News at the debate, Ellen Ratner. Is Ellen with us? Hello, Ellen. Maybe not. Maybe not, because
they're here.
You're there. Yes, Ellen. So I've got to ask you
the debate.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I said. I set that up that you were there. So what was First of all, set the scene for us. What was that like to be at that debate?
Well, first of all, you know, the press is in the room. We actually are not in the room with the debate, but it's very interesting to watch the press's reaction. Everybody sort of did a negative when the two of them candidates did not shake hands at the beginning of the debate. So that sort of started the mood out in the press room. And then, of course, afterwards, there is a spin room where each side gets to spin how they see the debate. And, of course, each side says that they won the debate. But it was very interesting because it was at Washington University in St. Louis here. They had some of the professors, and one of the political historian professors I talked to said this is the first debate he's been at, or first series of debates he's been at, where they have not, either candidate has not brought up their party, essentially helping the down ballot in their party. And of course, Trump has been rejected by part of his party. Hillary Clinton certainly has some issues with the Democratic Party, although the Democratic Party, Donna Brazile, was certainly there. And as you know, she's acting director of the Democratic Party. So that was, I thought that was very, very interesting. And the first time I've really heard a professor say that. I also thought Donald Trump did not necessarily win any points, except with his base. But I don't think he swayed the middle too much when he talked about essentially getting the special prosecutor for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, and you heard, the key thing is he said you'd be in jail. He was making remarks like that, and that's going to be played all over the place. And you heard the groans or the cheers, and it depended on what was said. And we had him pacing around a lot. And, boy, it was interesting to watch this. What were your feelings when you heard the Donald Trump tapes?
Well, you know, I thought that he was not as controlled as he should have been, and I thought he should have not gone after her in the way of the jail situation.
Yeah.
I think that was not wise.
Yeah, not wise to do that. So in the end, you and I have been talking about this all along. What does your gut tell you as we are, 30 days away from electing a president? What do you think?
Well, you know, as you know, I'm a liberal wacko Democrat, and I was a Bernie person. But I think Trump still has a very good chance of winning. I do.
Yeah, I think the same thing.
Insane.
No, I agree. But I think that they're not discounting the loyalty and the people out there who want something different.
Well, I asked a different professor who specializes in things like polling about the polling that people lie to pollsters, and he says you never actually know, because very often a poll is just that. It's a poll. It doesn't talk about what happens on election day.
Yeah. Wow. Next one's going to be super interesting, too. Ellen Ratner, thanks so much for hanging late with us.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. So you heard Ellen. What are your thoughts on the debate? We're going to let you hear some of the sounds, some of the reaction. Locker room talk has been bantered around a ton. I will say this, no matter what candidate said it, there is absolutely no way I have to say this, Donald Trump. I've been in 500 locker rooms. It's not locker room talk. That was the wrong way to package that. However, he kept saying it was just words and it's words, and I agree with Ellen. I think that if the Democrats think that this is bagged for Hillary Clinton because of the comments, I'd say don't count your chickens before they're hatched. And even in St. Louis, you could tell by the reaction. There was reaction for Hillary Clinton. There was reaction for Donald Trump. And in a lot of these other focus groups of so-called undecideds, it still was kind of split, which means in 30 days, it's going to be very interesting to see how these votes line up. And I would say that if you were going to go with a winner and a loser, I think Hillary Clinton won the debate, not being political at all, just from pure somebody who's done debating, somebody who's watched debates their whole life, except for that I would also agree with anyone who says Donald Trump exceeded the expectations heading into this. What was he going to do? Of course, it was going to be brought up. And we're going to let you hear the comments. If for some reason you're listening to me and you have no idea what I'm talking about, there was an Access Hollywood interview. And it was an interview, but what happened is there were hot mics during the interview, you know, when they were shutting them off and they were getting off of a bus that Billy Bush had as part of something that he was doing on that show in 2005, and the comments from Donald Trump are just unbelievable. And, of course, they were released on Friday, and then there was reaction to that, and then Donald Trump releasing a statement, a videotape deal, at midnight, so this was the story that everybody was talking about really all week long. And certainly there were people who defended Trump, and there were Republican-wise, and there were people who jumped ship. A lot of Republicans decided they were going to run and say, no way, I'm not standing by Donald Trump. Mike Pence released a statement. He was not happy, did not condone the comments from Donald Trump, which we'll let you hear coming up. But after the debate, he said that, and I'll read it verbatim, but he talked about after the debate that he was behind Donald Trump because there were people speculating that Mike Pence might jump ship, but he tweeted the opposite. He said, congrats to my running mate at Real Donald Trump on a big debate win. Proud to stand with you. Your thoughts, 855-323-4622. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, see you in a few.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In 1965, this was the sound. Commission's done. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. Metal drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton. All right, you'd be in jail.
Got a ton of applause in St. Louis at that town hall, and I'm sure we'll see that all over the place. It's popping up with Donald Trump big-time supporters all over. I just told you what was tweeted by Mike Pence, so the people who thought Mike Pence, his vice presidential nominee, was going to dump out on the Republican side, he is not going to do it. Now, to be sure, if you missed this over the weekend, what happened was, I'll set it up again, Billy Bush was doing an interview with Donald Trump at Access Hollywood. There were hot mics because they were setting up the scene where the bus was rolling in and Donald Trump was going to be on a soap opera. And here was the conversation that was caught on tape, actually, between Billy Bush and Donald Trump.
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Yeah, because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
Whoops. No, we have another comment. I think we have those. Isaiah, do we have the comments from Access Hollywood? People are probably liking that they heard that twice. Do we have the lewd comments that set up what happened? I think we do.
I gotta use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab them by the. I can do anything.
And then you can see Billy Bush hysterical, egging him on. And for that, Billy Bush has been suspended, by the way, because now he's on the Today Show. So naturally, with all of the dirt that has been kicked up over this, the Today Show said, yeah, who knows if he'll ever be on the show again. My sense is I doubt he'll ever be on the show again. But what they're saying is, for now, he's out. In fact, because he was doing the 9 a.m. hour Monday through Friday of the Today Show with Al Roker. Al Roker was supposed to be off next week. He was having some sort of medical procedure. Now they called him back in, and Bush is out. They're benching him, you know, which would be effective to, you know, effectively remanding him. But there are a lot of people saying that I can't see how he bounces back from this because of his behavior on the tape and his, you know, the laughing and egging him on and whatnot. That goes a little bit further than that too as well. So this was a big part of what we knew was going to happen at the debate, that Donald Trump was going to be asked about this. And in fact, that's really the way things kind of started out. And here is how Trump defended the comments. Here's what he had to say, saying it was like a locker room.
You brag that you have sexually assaulted women. Do you understand that?
No, I didn't say that at all. I don't think you understood what was said. This was locker room talk. I'm not proud of it. I apologize to my...
All right, so he says he apologized to his family, etc., and that he wasn't proud of it, but it was locker room talk. And I said this at the top, this is not locker room talk. It was sickening, vile, and stupid. And it's stupid to be around open mics and saying stuff like that, and certainly they should have known better. Certainly Billy Bush should have known better. Somebody had that tape. They released it, obviously, on purpose, the timing of it. So I would say that for sure. But the bottom line is this. This is words, and he's saying, Trump is saying, look at her actions, look where the country is. And I would say that he effectively did exceed expectations at that debate, strictly from just the debate, nothing to do with politics, looking at it head on. I think the expectations of what was going to happen leading up to it, was he going to fall back because people are bailing, what was going to happen, that's never going to happen. Donald Trump is not going to quit. People who think that Donald Trump is going to quit have no idea what this man is about. If you want to throw in your two cents, of course you can. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas. Hello.
You doing good?
I'm awesome. How about you?
You are awesome because you started off with the most powerful counterattack anyone has ever used in presidential televised debates.
Stunning.
First, he said, I thought he had messed up. I thought Trump had messed up when he said, you know, when I become president, I'm going to establish a special prosecutor to go after your situation, Hillary. I thought that was ridiculous, you know. And then she bit the bait. She took the hook and she said, well, I'm glad you're not in law enforcement, Donald. And then came, boom, because you'd be in jail. Right there, that was like the shot heard around the world. I mean, you know how many politicians stood up? They were, you know, maybe they were going to sleep. They were maybe getting a drink and they stopped. They spilled the drink on the rug, on the Persian rug. When they heard that, man, that opens up a lot of probabilities on Capitol Hill, because there's a lot of people doing a lot of bad stuff up there. And if Donald Trump on TV in front of hundreds of millions of people says he's going to go after Hillary, who else is he going to go after? I'm telling you that this was a slam dunk for Donald Trump. I don't care what CNN says. And all this stuff about, you know, a locker room or what he said 11 years ago. Let me tell you something, Kate. And any woman knows men have always, for the last 100,000 years, talked about a woman's body and compared them. That's and of course, duh. But you want to hear
Don't defend those comments. They were bad. I love men. I'm around men more than any woman I know. I flew with the Dallas Cowboys. I covered the Yankees.
They treated
me with respect. And, yes, they could. You're right about, like, rating a woman or saying things. But, and he, I mean, he knows that. He knows that they were brutal comments. But, I mean, the bottom line is, if I'm Kellyanne Conway and I'm the people around him, they're right. You move past that, it's words. And certainly, yes, there is other banter. But here's what I would say. Dick Morris, who is was a big Clinton supporter, right? He was tight with the Clintons. And
right,
Dick,
before he changed.
Yes, before he changed, but he was very tight with the Clintons, very, very, very close to them. And he can be somebody who can be objective, even if he moves sides, if we want to say that. And what he said, I thought was interesting after the debate, he said, look, Donald Trump really got off the canvas in the second debate because he was down for the count when the debate started. That's what everybody was saying. The first question happens, it's just a stupid softball, nobody does anything. Then Anderson Cooper asked the question about the tapes, Hillary Clinton talked about it, and then Trump went from there to take the issue off the table. And he did do that, by the way. He hit that head on, and that to me was key.
What I want to tell you, Kate, is you think men talk bad about women. Wait till the men leave the room and the women are alone in the room. Uh-huh, right? Am I right? That looks like an NCIS autopsy, the way women talk about women. Huh? Look at that. You never hear Kate laugh that long, huh? Right? Come on.
You know, I'm with so many more men than women that you're right. It certainly could be that way. But the comments themselves, we're up against it, are definitely indefensible. They're not. And look, the people around him said that. Melania Trump, his wife, said that. And, of course, you know, if your husband's running for the president, you're what the comments that you release, they're going to be vetted, right? And she didn't want to do a joint interview over the scandal. She didn't want to do that, so she bagged off of that, and that makes complete sense. She refused to do that. She said she accepted she blasted it. She blasted the comments that it doesn't represent the man I know, and she said she accepted the apology. She said the words of my husband used are unacceptable. Yes, they are unacceptable, Tomas, and offensive. They are offensive. To me, she said it. This doesn't represent the man I know. He has a heart and mind of a leader. I hope people accept his apology as I have and focus on the important issues facing our nation and world. That's what he said. And again, these comments were picked up from a hot mic from a 2005 interview. Stay with us.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Anyone can point to at all, anyone who says otherwise has no basis, that any classified material ended up in the wrong hands. I take classified materials very seriously.
Hillary Clinton in the emails, a story that for her just will not go away, and of course comes up in this town hall. You know, it's interesting. It's supposed to be a town hall where we had these undecided voters that would ask questions, and they picked them out of a group of lots of undecided voters. And in the end, it was more like a referee and a match. You know, it was almost like we were at WWE, and Martha Raddatz and Anderson Cooper, the moderators, were trying to figure out how they could get in the middle of it, control things, move things around, whatever. I mean, frankly, they were fine. There wasn't anything that was awful about what they were doing. But it was tough to get the questions in because of the way this town hall went. Donald Trump was pacing all over the place. He definitely wore some leather down. There's no question about it. He was moving all over the stage, and there were just really kind of wild moments in this town hall. Bottom line is there's one more. There's 30 days before the election, and it's fair game, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. Was there anything that you heard that changed your mind? And speaking of changing minds, on the Sunday Swirl, which is all of the talking heads and reactions on the Sunday political talk shows, television-wise. They had a field day, of course, with the whole Trump thing that took over every single network, and there were Democratic pundits and Republican pundits that filled the broadcast studios to react to the statements that were caught off mic and what would happen and analyzing what was going to happen in the debate. And I caught this one with George Stephanopoulos, the former mayor of New York City. Rudy Giuliani was on, and he is a huge Trump supporter, and he was asked about the comments, and of course he said they were horrific, and but that he's apologized, and we have forgiveness, and in his faith they have forgiveness, and that's what that's about, and that they were words, and yes, they were harsh, and they were wrong, and all of that. And then he was asked by Stephanopoulos several times about, with all of these senators and Congress people bailing Republicans, saying they can't stand behind Trump, would Pence bail and would Paul Ryan bail and would it be curtains for Donald Trump? And here's what Rudy Giuliani had to say about that.
There is nothing that is going to cause his dropping out. That's a wishful thinking of the Clinton campaign and those people who have opposed him for a long time.
All right, so there you go. And I think that, you know, he hunkered down, had Giuliani came over, Chris Christie came over, and, you know, to weigh in, to figure out what the next move was, which is what you do, campaign strategy, Kellyanne Conway, same thing, running the campaign. So if we go back to the debate and talk about the highlights and talk about what worked well, I would say exactly my analysis at the top was right on, that Trump did better than some people would have given him credit for going into this. And I don't know, to me, I think if people were voting for Hillary Clinton, they're still voting for her. And I think if people have their mind made up and they're voting for Trump, they're still voting for Trump. And the undecideds, I don't know that anything has completely changed for them or not. I don't know that there has been any big change. You know, Trump is saying, in the debate, when he was asked, I'll say this again, about the explosive recording that was released on Friday where he graphically discusses groping women, he denied he was discussing sexual assault, claiming what he was saying was locker room talk, and he said, I'm not proud of it. And he said that before he tried to move on to ISIS and saying what ISIS was doing. He said, nobody has more respect for women than I do. Hillary Clinton blasted Trump, saying in the past she disagreed with Republican nominees but not questioned their fitness to serve, and said, as for the tape, I think it's clear anyone who heard it represents exactly who he is. And he hinted the last time around that he was going to bring up Bill Clinton's past scandals and some of his accusers who were in the debate audience. So they made sure, the Trump people, that happened before the debate. Trump had a news conference that included Paula Jones, Juanita Broderick, Kathleen Wiley, all who made accusations against Bill Clinton. That didn't really get to go anywhere. That didn't go anywhere except for, I think, that it was mentioned and that he had that press conference with them. But otherwise, the debate actually was very strange. For a presidential debate in the television era, it was very strange, some of what we saw. But I guarantee, I mean, look, she called him a misogynist. And he said she should go to jail. And there were moments like that. That's why I say it was just kind of like a War of Words WWE match in a sense. And especially he was moving around the stage and then she was up and they were moving around. And I mean, yeah, absolutely. I mean, during the debate, Trump labeled Clinton the worst abuser in the history of politics. And you know, he kept saying, and it's just words, folks, I apologize to my family, I apologize to the American people. And Clinton said, with prior Republican nominees for president, I disagreed with him on politics, policies, principle. That was her first comments on the tape because she hadn't commented on that. But I never questioned their fitness to serve. Donald Trump is different. She called him not fit to be president and commander-in-chief. She called him a misogynist. He called her a liar. He called her a liar a ton of times. So, you know, we sort of knew what was going to happen. They both took the stage, and when they walked to the center of the stage, they didn't shake hands. Now, they did shake hands at the end, and, you know, at times when Clinton was speaking, Trump kind of went, stood behind her, rocking kind of and scowling. He interrupted her. She did the same sometimes. And then, of course, they tangled with the moderators who I mentioned, ABC's Martha Raddatz and CNN's Anderson Cooper. But, you know, this has been a completely different type of campaign season that we've seen, period. With everything that's happened, really, for Clinton and Trump, every day for comedians, and we're going to let you hear what Saturday Night Live did over the weekend. For comedians, it's like the gift that keeps on giving. But for the American people, that is the concern. For the American people, are we really getting what we deserve? And look, there's no question. I heard Mary Matlin say this today. She was on one of the shows. She was on ABC, and she was on the panel, and she was talking about how vile the words were, of course. And she is absolutely a conservative. She's absolutely Republican, definitely conservative, and saying, as she said, look, this is the problem with the Republican Party. And she said, Donald Trump wasn't my third choice, fourth choice, or 16th choice, but he is the nominee. And this is the problem with the Republicans, as she said, is the fact that they don't stand behind the candidate, so that they should stand behind the candidate, or did they want the Democrat to win? The headline in the New York Post, by the way, I'm going to throw this in. It says, Trump, if I win, I'd lock her up. And then it's got a picture of the two of them. He's doing that behind her thing. There's a shot of that. And it says, town brawl gets vicious. And it says, jail to the chief. And then it says, Prosecutor Trump. Now, there were other headlines, to be sure. This, again, is a gift to headline writers, because we actually still have newspapers in this country, even if they're .com for some people. They're still being read, believe it or not. So I kind of went coast to coast, and I looked up some of the headlines just to see how they portrayed it. And the Post is always saucy, and a lot of people pick up the Post, frankly, because you have commuters. So you have people in New York that are commuting, or the papers delivered other places. And the Los Angeles Times, it had a picture of the two of them staring down at each other, you know, talking to each other in the mic. And it said, Trump and Clinton swipe at each other in vicious second debate. So vicious is going to be the adjective that we probably see coming out of this a lot. Trump kind of did the scorched earth deal, and we'll see scorched earth a lot. Clinton accused him of attacking Latinos, African Americans, women, veterans, pointing to some of the controversies that he's created. He went to her emails and went to her 30-year history and what was done in the 30 years, and went to Obamacare. That was a heavy hit for Donald Trump. And you know, the fact-checking on both sides, you could fact-check it, and there were things that were off, frankly, on both, which is always what we see if you're keeping a scorecard. When we come back, I'm going to let you hear a little clip of Saturday Night Live. Alec Baldwin imitates Donald Trump. And also, one of the zingers that he gets in on Hillary Clinton. Stay with us.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
On Sunday night for the second presidential debate, I bet the ratings were sky high. They're not political. They're just matter of fact. So many people, I think, especially after the comments that kept airing all weekend long, were curious as to what was going to happen at the debate, but wanted to watch the debate anyway. Already, this was must-see TV, and there have been more people involved, and I am proud to say that there feels like there's more people that are going to go out and vote, because the entire time I've done America Tonight, the one thing I say is I don't care if we agree on everything, but just please, for God's sake, go out and vote. And why? Because it is a privilege to be able to vote, even if you don't agree with some of the things that are happening in the country. We live in a free country, and we want to keep living in a free country, don't we? So you want to vote. I have been to countries where people were threatened. I've been to countries where people were shot at voting and ordered to stuff ballot boxes in Mexico and Chihuahua, pre or panista. And it is frightening to see that. We, on the other hand, thank goodness, live in a country where we have choices and we want more choices, whether we make foolish ones or good ones, right? Freedom of speech, the Second Amendment. I mean, just go through the Constitution, for goodness sake. So I would describe the debate kind of a little bit like the New York Times did headline-wise, where they say a bitter Trump-Clinton debate until the very last moments, where actually Clinton gave him credit for his children and Trump gave her credit for never quitting. Because at the very end of this, that was one of the questions. It's because of the war of words. Do you have anything to say about your opponent? Anything at all nice? And so it was kind of like shocking. Like, wait, stop the fight and you say something nice and you say something nice and then we can all go home. So that's kind of what it felt like. But he did say that about her, and she did say that about him in the end. Saturday Night Live is having a field day, as they always do with all the politicians, Democrats and Republicans. Alec Baldwin is playing the role of Donald Trump, and here's a little snippet of what happened over the weekend with that comedy.
Listen, okay, this was way back in 2005. It was 11 years ago, back when I was just a young, childish 59-year-old man.
So, and I'll tell you, the makeup is pretty funny, the way they make him look like Donald Trump, somebody that Alec Baldwin has known really his whole life, both being New Yorkers. So we move from that to back, bouncing back to the debate for a second. Here was one of the zingers that Donald Trump got in on Hillary Clinton, and again, centering so much around the emails and the server and all of that. Take a listen.
If I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been so many lies, so much deception. There has never been anything like it. And we're going to have a special prosecutor.
All right, so he said he's going to appoint a special prosecutor to go after her. Of course, the jailed comment is the one that will really stand out probably more than anything else. It was a 90-minute debate where you could feel the tension. There's no question. It was tense. There was tense exchanges. It was a face-off. It was a showdown. It was vicious. It was absolutely. It was all about that and probably more. In fact, checking and the facts on all sides. The facts in these debates are always interesting to me. I was looking at the facts, fact checking. The Trump said that Clinton wanted amnesty for everyone. Come on in, come on over. Of course, not her position. Clinton said she had helped 8 million children get health care covered September 11th. Responders get medical care and children get safer medicines. She can back that up. She's good with the kid thing for sure, and she's always run on that. On some other statements, Clinton said since the Great Recession, the gains have all gone to the top, and that's not true. So that would be an untrue fact on that side. Trump said he would reduce the tax rate on business income to 15%. I don't think it would exactly work that way. So there are things that could be checked on both sides of it. And it's interesting to hear the different analysis across the board of the debate as to who won and what was said. I mean, it's all the words I said. It was cantankerous and bitter, and it was a brawl. It was a brawl, if anything. There weren't massive points made in this over specifics. Here's your plan. Here's what you're going to do. You know, none of that. That wasn't, you didn't get too much of that, I think, from the debate. Afterwards, it was interesting to hear the different points of view, because this is what you get. I mean, right, we're all on sports teams, and then some are in the middle. But Clinton said that there is a thing called the Trump effect that people talk about, and it's creating fear and bullying among kids. right? And this was one of her comebacks in this, and she said that when asked about with the things that are being said in this campaign, how can children watch this? And they're supposed to report on it in school and whatnot. So she touted the 30 years of public service and devotion to making sure that every American feels like they have a place in our country. And she said, I think when you look at the letters that I get, a lot of people are worried that maybe they wouldn't have a place in Donald Trump's America. And she gave a few examples of that and said that bullying is up and a lot of people are feeling uneasy and kids are expressing their concerns. It still comes down to, I think, at this point, it still comes down to a coin flip. I think it's just too close to call, no matter what the polls are saying. Because I've seen some polls where they say, oh, Hillary Clinton, she's now up over the moon, over, she's just gotten on top of Donald Trump and doubled her lead, and I don't think so. I think it's too close to call. There's definitely people on both camps, in both camps, who didn't budge, who aren't moving after all of this, and every day they're not going to move on this. It's just the people who are undecided, and I guess, or somebody who decides if they're going to even vote or not. How did the moderators do? The moderators have been the subject. The last time out, people didn't even know the moderator's name and were questioning why she was moderator, but what did it, you know, was she good? Did she do the right things? Was she blah, blah, blah? And got medium kind of marks. But the moderators, a lot of people are saying, interrupted Trump more frequently during his second debate than Hillary Clinton. The Republican National Committee did a tally of it, and they said that Anderson Cooper and Martha Raddatz of ABC interrupted Trump 14 times compared with 3 times for Clinton. At one point, Trump accused the moderators, and remember this, of ganging up on him, saying that it was 3-on-1. 3-on-1. Now, the next debate is going to be interesting because it's the last debate, and from Fox is doing it. Chris, why can't I think of his name now? It'll come to me. I watch him all the time. But he's doing the debate. He does the Sunday morning show, and he's the debate moderator for the next one. So it's a solo moderator again. And I think that makes a difference, moderating a debate solo versus doing it with somebody else is a whole lot more difficult, I think. And I think this one will sound and feel probably a little bit different. Although, remember Lester Holt and what happened with the presidential debate with Lester Holt and how he was rated for how he debated, you know, or how he handled the debate. Send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.